Oh, the book of Job addresses an issue that has plagued human beings for centuries. The question not just of suffering. That's a hard one. The book of Job actually addresses the question of inexplicable suffering. When it just doesn't make sense to us at all. No suffering is pleasant. We don't enjoy suffering. But there is suffering that also has the additional complexity and struggle of it doesn't make sense. It's inexplicable. There's no answer or reason or rhyme to this. And while the book of Job does not answer all of Job's questions, it does give us, I hope you realize, a framework for our thinking as we go through suffering. Confession as I begin this. When I was younger as a Christian, and even when I was younger as a pastor, I actually did not like the book of Job because I'm type A and I want things to be all tied up neatly in a box with a bow on top. Everything has to be scripted. And so I didn't know what to do with the book of Job. It made me uncomfortable, to be honest. And here's what actually has happened. The longer I've lived, the longer I've pastored and shepherded people, the longer I've tried to shepherd my own heart and I've sat with suffering people, I have begun to love the book of Job and have an appreciation for it being as messy as it is and being designed the way it is. Because God had a unique purpose for this book that serves us well as counselors. But you have to get over that early version of counseling that I hope you're not still stuck in. I have to have all the answers. I can't help them if I can't answer things. I've got to solve things to help them. The longer you counsel and the longer you live, I hope you realize there are times that I'm grateful that I have an answer, or to some degree I might be able to solve something or relieve some suffering. But more and more you begin to realize part of what I am able to do is to be with someone in suffering and to point them somewhere that captures and voices the heart of what they're experiencing, even if it doesn't give answers. It voices it. So often as a human being, we're longing for, does anyone get it? Does anyone understand this? Is there a place for me to voice this? Am I an anomaly? Is there something wrong with me? I'm in a category unto myself. The book of Job gives us some very helpful framework for inexplicable suffering, even though it does not give detailed answers and solve it for us. In other words, there are some big themes that run through the book of Job. Not specific answers, but big themes that are helpful. Because I hope you realize, without the bigger framework in place, so many times our lives and our ability to persevere crumbles and falls apart. So much of the Christian life, do you realize, is about persevering, doing the next thing, going on, not giving up. You see it all through the New Testament. Persevering. Job gives us some themes that frame up the suffering and enable us to persevere in the midst of it. And so the book of Job, think about it, is 42 chapters long. And it's 42 chapters long, makes it one of the longest books in the Bible. It's 42 chapters long, not because it's filled with so many answers to our questions about inexplicable suffering, but because it stretches out some of these big biblical themes that have to be in place if we're going to help people, starting with ourselves, suffer well. So let me ask you, do you have a theological framework in place that you can carry, that would carry you through inexplicable suffering? And do you know how to point someone else there? Or are you still uncomfortable with it? I hope in this hour I can help you get more comfortable settling into a season of suffering that does not have answers, but has a framework of biblical themes that enables you to persevere in it. That's why God gave us the book of Job. God gave us the book of Job so that we can avoid the confusion. Our enemy Satan wants us to be confused and to be cut off from God, confused and to conclude horrible things about God. God gave us the book of Job so that we can avoid the confusion of a broken heart and a broken theology that will ultimately leave you with a broken relationship with God. If he can cut us off from God because we've concluded wrong things about God. That's where Satan wants all of us, not just in pain, but with the confusion of a broken heart, broken theology, and broken relationship with our Father God. Now from Job chapter 1 and beyond, I want to show you some of the theological framework that has to be in place for any of us to suffer well. Here's the first thing. Number one, there are three. I'm just bringing out three. You could probably come up with more. Three critical pillars in the theological framework of suffering that you can see in the book of Job. Number one, show your counselee that our suffering will always be shrouded to some degree with mystery. Always. We as human beings are not comfortable with mystery. We struggle to accept mystery. We think we ought to know. I want to know. I want to know. I can't be peaceful. I can't be content. I gotta know. As you read your Bible, you'll see that God does not promise to give enough information to remove all mystery as to what is going on. Our suffering is often shrouded to some degree with a measure of mystery. You look at Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. What do we learn right from the beginning? According to Job 1, Job was a godly man, blameless, fears God, shuns evil, and yet ends up suffering incredibly. And that doesn't make sense to us, does it? And it certainly doesn't fit our human logic and our formula. Whether we say it out loud or write it down or tweet it to a friend or post it on Instagram, most human beings, including Christians, have a formula about suffering that is something along the lines of, you do right, God blesses you. You do wrong, God punishes you. Very simplistic formula that we carry around that causes us to really struggle when we can't connect the dots. Oh, this is happening to me. It's bad. It's not fun. And I can't think of what I've done wrong, because that's the only time these kind of things should happen. And so here's something I want you to notice about the book of Job. God gave us one of the longest books in the Bible, 42 chapters, to express the anguish of what a prolonged season of suffering feels like when it doesn't make sense to us and there's no good explanation. You realize there are about 1,200 chapters in the Bible, and the average book in the Bible is 18 chapters long. And so that means that the book of Job is 2.5 times longer than the average book of the Bible. Christopher Ashe, in his excellent commentary on Job, says this: God has given us 42 chapters in Job. Why? Well, maybe because when the suffering question and the where is God question and the what kind of God questions are asked, they cannot be answered on a postcard. We ask, what kind of God allows this kind of world? God gives us a 42-chapter book. Far from saying the message of Job can be summarized on a postcard or in a tweet, God says, come with me on a journey that will take time. There is no instant answer. Job cannot be distilled. It is a narrative with a very slow pace and long delays. Why? Because there is no instant working through grief. No quick fix to pain, and no message of Job in a nutshell. So the format and the length of the book of Job in itself communicates